Blastoise and friends. Is Psytrance the future of trance? Kobe Nigrecker, or Blastoise as most people know him, is one of the promises of Psytrance in the present times. This Israeli producer has been creating music for more than 10 years and bearing in mind that he is only 26 years old. That's quite an achievement and has established himself as a reputable representation of the genre. It is well known that Israel has a particular relationship with Psytrance, to the point that it's almost difficult to think one without the other. Some of the greatest Psytrance producers have come from Israel, counting Asterix, Vinny Vici among them. Following the massive and worldwide success of his previous releases, we have been honored to listen in first person to Blastoise Plus Friends Volume 1, a compilation of four collaborations between him and other producers. This is the first part of more to come, but for the time being, the result is fantastic, as only Psytrance can be. The light. Despite the voice in this track says that he didn't see the light, once you embark on this journey, I promise that you will. This collaboration with Upgrade is a follow-up to Moments, and it sounds somewhat different. With a very energetic and bouncy melody, The Light is a classical Psytrance track. It's naturally psychedelic, but that does not make it less enjoyable. After the drop, the track becomes harder and incorporates some sounds that are unusual, but blend perfectly in the complete signature of the track. We'll be right back.
Jones is your ally. You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it, molded by it. I didn't see the light till I was already born, but then it was nothing to me.
Sunshine and rainbows. Probably the strongest asset in Sunshine and Rainbows is the input of bizarre contact that defines the character of the track. A sublime brain smasher, this track will take you for a ride in the universe.
Something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbow. ain't all sunshine and rainbows. And I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees if you let it. You, me, or nobody is gonna hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit, it's about how hard you didn't get hit. And keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hit and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you wanna be because of him or her or anybody. Something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbow.
Judgment Day. Full of power and strength, Judgment Day is one of the most interesting of all the tracks. Set in a lower key, with a mix of sounds that build up to a massive bass line and a somewhat epic breakdown. It is perhaps less intergalactic than the other tracks, but it sounds amazing when the volume is loud and the ambient is right.
Judgment Day. it down.
Diagnosis: acute schizoaffective disorder. The usual indicators: depression, anxiety, violent acting out, delusions, persecution.
The delusional architecture is fairly unique. She believes that a machine called a Terminator was sent back through time.
By definition, everything in this track is about the energy.
Just mush instead of
Tracks. These two following tracks were not included in the compilation Blastoise and Friends, but there is no doubt that they deserve a special place in our minds and, of course, in our radio. Moments. Don't be fooled by your emotions. Moments is perhaps the most emotional of these six tracks. However, this second collaboration with Upgrade is massive as all the others. It has a balance that is probably difficult to match. The intro provides a misleading classical vibe that suddenly gives room to a series of psychedelic bass lines and drops that will keep you bouncing down the rabbit hole. Two memorable moments, the build-up before the drop around the third minute, and all after minute number five.
Oh,
Valley, a track that does not need an introduction. If you haven't heard it, you have not done your homework. This fresh new track is set at 143 BPM and is everything but boring. It takes you up, down, and around. And in the words of Blastoise, this is a take of the traditional psytrance that has influenced him. With a twist, make it into a new dance floor smasher. While mixing massive drops with a powerful and psychedelic melody, it creates a bold psytrance track from the first second. All that power joins peaceful, mesmerizing Indian tunes that will drive you into something special. You will connect in something beyond, and if you don't, at least this track will definitely leave an impression on you. It has been reproduced more than 1 million times. The bottom line? All in all, Blastoise takes us on a journey that goes in, out, up, down, and around. Blending the multiple styles of his collaborations with his own personal brand into the first four of many tracks to come, incorporating new interpretations and incorporations to the genre's spiritual and mystical imprint. Sometimes it seems that all the resources have been dried up, but the producer's creativity always pulls a rabbit out of the hat and brings us down the rabbit hole even farther. In every sense, this track will appeal in the same way to the diehard fans as well as the newcomers, who are just emerging into the deep journey that psytrance has been providing us all these years.
Thank you.
diversification of many of the assets of Psytrance into new tracks and experimental new sounds give us a sneak peek into the future of this genre. Many producers are landing in the same area, and everything points at a subgenre that seems to be ready to come out of the underground and move into the main stage with all the power. Is Psytrance the future of trance? What do you think? Hope you guys enjoyed this preview of Volume 1 of Blastoise and Friends. Can't wait for the next release of Blastoise and Friends Volume 2 coming out 5th of December 2016. So be sure to grab your copy. Also want to give thanks and credit for the review goes to Luciano Medina Catalan, Trans Energy Radio author. And I'm also Cody Cox, and hope you guys enjoyed this show. Catch you next time. Trance on.